The formula at a lot of places is to recruit 5 stars and throw them out on the field and hope you out-recruited everybody else. The formula at Nebraska is going to be hard work and developing players better than anybody else. Scott Frost. Let's talk a little bit of spring ball, shall we? Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. We're checking the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And today, it's almost spring ball time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about Scott Frost's offense. I want to talk about the offensive personnel. I want to look at the position groups. I want to talk about potential breakout players, guys who need to have a big year. Let's talk some Nebraska spring football, shall we? Let's start off. I'm going to start off with the big boys up front. Why? Because we'll get to the pretty boy quarterbacks and the pretty boy wide receivers. And I can say this because I used to play quarterback, and even if I didn't, or even if I hadn't, I'd say it anyways. Games are won or lost in the trenches, ladies and gentlemen, and the offensive line has the potential for the biggest turnaround of any position group on the offense that I see. You look at the offensive line, they have 16 guys on scholarship, and there are some walk-ons who can contribute as well. But they have experience. They have young, talented guys. They have guys who've started a lot. They have a great offensive line coach in Greg Austin, a guy I used to play with. Know him fairly well. Let's start with some of the guys that stand out to me. And immediately, I go to some of the guys who have experience. You look at a guy like Tanner Farmer. All right, he's played a lot, started for a couple years. You look at a guy like Gerald Foster, a lot of starting experience. What I like about this guy, he's a big dude. He's got a mean streak as well. Then I immediately go to our sophomore class. I remember when those guys were being recruited and they were brought in. There's a lot of highly touted, highly talented guys in this sophomore class that we have. You look at a guy like Matt Farinok, and he's 6'6", 350 pounds, got the size, started a lot of games last year, played pretty well as a freshman, coming in, filling in for guys who were hurt. You look at a freshman this year, a guy that when I had Greg Austin on, the offensive line coach, he mentioned him by name, Matt Sichterman. That's a guy to keep your eye on. A lot of these guys have the potential. They just need to put it together, come together and play as a unit. They just need to get coached up a little bit, and they got the right guy doing that. This offensive line has the potential to do really good things. I said the same thing last year, and it was true. It just didn't happen. This year, I'm looking for certain guys to step up, take leadership roles, and make a difference like some of the guys that I mentioned. Now, let's look at the tight ends, and immediately I'm drawn to the younger guys. There's some older guys who can make an impact as well, but I'm immediately drawn to a guy like Austin Allen, a redshirt freshman, 6'8", a little bit on the light side, 210 pounds. I'm drawn to a guy like Kurt Raftel, 6'7", 230 pounds. 6'8", 6'7". If I was playing quarterback, I'd just be throwing the ball up in the red zone and the goal line, and these guys be catching everything because they're tall. They're basketball players in pads, ladies and gentlemen. Now, hopefully they can block. I'm hoping that Austin Allen's put on a little bit of weight. I'm hoping that 210 pounds he's listening is not quite completely accurate and up to date, but I'm hoping he can block. I'm hoping these guys can block because these are some gigantic, big targets that are a quarterback's best friend, especially young quarterbacks like what we have. Look at Cameron Juergens, true freshman, 6'4", 245. This guy has a lot of talent. Keep your eye on him in the future, ladies and gentlemen. Now we go to wide receivers. We have 12 wide receivers, and 6 of them are freshmen. Right off the bat, Stanley Morgan Jr. could be one of the best in America. You look at J.D. Spielman, could be one of the best in the Big Ten, one of the best in America, a return specialist as well. We need more guys to step up. We have two of the best. We need some other guys to step up. We need Tyjon Lindsey, a guy who's uber talented. Now he's coming back, trying to get healthy from having to be in the hospital a little while back. But those could be our top three receivers, three uber talented guys. But what we need now, because those are our starters, potential starters. We have our three starters, a tight end and a running back and a quarterback along with the offensive line. Now we need some depth. We don't have a whole lot of proven guys. We have a couple of JUCO guys, Mike Williams, Jaron Woodyard, speed, 4.37, indoor track champions. These guys can make a difference. Keon Williams has been around. And we have 6 freshmen. You never know what you're going to get out of freshmen. It would be really nice if we could get a couple of these freshmen to just contribute this year and give us some depth. You look at the running back position. My goodness, we have a lot of talented running backs. Divine Ozigbo, Mikael Wilbon. In my opinion, Divine Ozigbo should be short yardage, goal line all day long. That should be what he does. He should be the man. Greg Bell, this dude, number one JUCO running back in the country. You watch his film, you put it on, it's just impressive. Trey Bryant, when he comes back, he's probably the most dynamic running back we have. We just need him to be healthy and stay healthy. You look at Jalen Bradley, a kid out of Omaha, a kid who looked really well. And then you look at a guy like Maurice Washington. All 6 of these guys can play. I'm hoping that we don't have 4 running backs. I'm hoping we have a couple, 3 running backs to get in this rotation. And then I'm hoping some of these other guys get put in the return games. I'm not sure how they're going to handle this. A couple guys are going to have to step up and stand out. I don't want to see a 4 or 5 running back rotation. Even the New England Patriots, who rotate a lot of running backs, they never play more than 2 in a game. If you ever watch them, it's A lot of times it's two different running backs each and every week, but it's rarely ever more than two in a game. Last but not least, the quarterbacks. Adrian Martinez, Tristan Jebbia, Patrick O'Brien, all three of them have the potential to take the starting job by the horns and just blow it out the water. They all three are unproven and could struggle this year. We need two of these guys. We need a starter and we need a backup to step up and help lead this team. Now, when it comes to special teams, you got punter Caleb Lightbourne. This guy's a big leg. He found some accuracy last year. He's going to be one of the best in the Big Ten. Kicker, giant question mark. All we have is a true freshman on scholarship. He's going to be competing with some walk-ons. That's going to be interesting to see what happens. As far as returners, we got a lot. We got speed. We got Mike Williams. We got Jaron Woodyard. We got a lot of running backs who can step in and do this. We have a lot of potential returners, ladies and gentlemen, in the special teams game. Keep an eye out for those walk-ons as well. You never know who's going to step up. I love rooting for the walk-ons. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the pound. Thanks again to our sponsors, the Nebraska Spine Hospital. When it comes to your spine, you don't want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They're the best at what they do.